Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin dives to fill the CME gap amid claimed new all-time highs. Will take 2 years. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis and quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop. The crucial breaker for Bitcoin is again the $29,400 area. If that breaks, next test at $30,000. Overall, range-bound movements. And when asked, can the bear market end this early? Crypto Capo responded, no, I expect a good recovery after this last leg down, 100 to 500% bounces depending on the coin. But later this year, we could see the continuation of the bear market, not expecting new all-time highs until mid-late 2024. And as TED Talks Crypto shares here, you think that the dollar index dumping would mean higher equities and Bitcoin. But nope, the US dollar currency index is moving lower due to hawkish comments from the European Central Bank, not due to the natural increase in risk appetite, hence zero impact on crypto and stonks. And as Income Shark shares here, US stocks showing signs of reversal this week, Bitcoin dropping with them, and now will pump back with them. Very obvious CME gap fill. Don't be left behind. And quoting Max Kaiser, wealth has been confiscated over and over again in the US for the past 245 years. Bitcoin fixes this because it cannot be confiscated. And this just in, breaking news, the Central African Republic to build a tax-free Bitcoin and crypto island. Let's go. Also in today's show, Japan's Bitbank to set up a custody firm to facilitate institutional entry to local markets. That's right. In a new development for East Asia, Japanese crypto exchange Bitbank announced a partnership with financial holding company Summit Omomitsu Trust Holdings with the goal of establishing the Japan Digital Asset Trust. Also in today's show, Bitcoin is about to do the unexpected as one historically accurate indicator pops, according to crypto analyst Nicholas Merton. That's right. As bearish sentiment mounts, the closely followed crypto analyst says Bitcoin is about to make a big move to surprise everyone. Also in today's show, after predicting a $400,000 Bitcoin price, Guggenheim now sees a crash to $8,000. That's right. Bitcoin price could bottom out at $8,000, according to their CEO. Quoting him here, when you break below $30,000 consistently, $8,000 is the ultimate bottom. So I think we have a lot more room to the downside, especially with the Fed being restrictive. Also in today's show, massive Bitcoin rally, much closer than traders expect, says top crypto analysts, and explains why. That's right, looking at Credible Crypto's chart, the analyst is suggesting that Bitcoin is in the midst of a fifth major wave, which started in early 2019. And coincidentally, Bitcoin is now also in the fifth subwave that could push the Bitcoin price to a new all-time high above $100,000, quoting him here. A controversial take, I know, but Bitcoin halvings more priced in than people think. In my opinion, most not expecting new all-time high until after the next halving in 2024. I'm expecting one before. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. The Bitcoin stuck to range-bound movements into May 24th as the price action avoided expected volatility. Right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro Trading View showed Bitcoin returning to circle $29,000 after failing to hold $30,000 support. And on the hourly timeframes, Bitcoin continued a familiar pattern of swings between the two zones, refusing to explore more extreme territory, either up or down. And as shared here by crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, the crucial breaker for Bitcoin is again the $29,400 area. If that breaks the next test at $30,000, overall, range-bound movements. Meanwhile, the ongoing World Economic Forum annual meeting likewise gave no meaningful market-moving signals on its first day as Bitcoiners gathered in also of what the Human Rights Foundation Chief Strategy Officer Alex Gladstein called a diametrically opposed freedom forum, as he shares here. And also, we have created a diametrically opposed event in Davos. This is mentioned frequently here on stage. Now, do note that Bitcoin did manage to close the CME futures gap to the downside, which had opened at the end of the previous week. And quoting income sharks here, U.S. stocks showing signs of reversal this week. Bitcoin dropped with them and now will pump back with them. Very obvious, CME gap fill. Don't be left behind. And continuing with the macro theme, markets commentator TED's Talk Macro offered an explanation as to why crypto and risk assets more broadly were not making more of the new weakness of the U.S. dollar. As shared here, you'd think that the dollar index dumping would mean higher equities and Bitcoin, but nope, the US dollar currency index is moving lower due to hawkish comments from the European Central Bank and not due to a natural increase in risk appetite, hence zero impact on crypto and stonks. This euro makes up about 58% of the US dollar currency index. Now for the $1 million question, will it realistically take 2 years for a new all-time high? For the Bitcoin price to reclaim its all-time high of above $69,000? Well, let's talk about it. For Crypto Capo, the Twitter commentator, well known for his sober takes on the Bitcoin price outlook, he said hodlers are going to have to wait until 2024 until Bitcoin reclaims that $69,000 all-time high. Checking out his tweet here, everything points to another 40 to 50% drop in altcoins over the next few days. That should be the last leg down, and then we could see a good recovery after that for some weeks. And someone asked him, can the bear market end this earlier? In which he responded, no, I expect good recovery after this last leg down. 100 to 500% bounces, depending upon the coin. But later this year, we can see the continuation of the bear market, not expecting new all-time highs until mid-late 2024 post next halving. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now, general consensus already favors a further capitulation style event to take the King Crypto to May's $23,800 lows. And as previously reported, the current spot price action presents an increasing squeeze on miner profitability. Difficulty was set to decrease by an estimate of 3.2% on May 25th, its largest downward move since July of 2021. And quoting Max Keiser, wealth has been confiscated over and over again in the U.S. for the past 245 years. In fact, they also did it with gold, right? Now, Bitcoin fixes this because it cannot be confiscated. Facts. And this just in, breaking news, the Central African Republic to build a tax-free Bitcoin and crypto island. Let's freaking go. I cannot wait. As we all know, they are the second country to adopt Bitcoin as a legal tender, following El Salvador. Which country do you feel will likely be next to do the same? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, Japan's BitBank to set up a custody firm to facilitate institutional entry to the local markets. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down 4% for the day, trading back under $29,000. Ether down over 6%, trading under $2,000, while XRP, Cardano, BNB, and Solana are also all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. In a new development for East Asia, Japanese crypto exchange BitBank announced a partnership with financial holding company Summit Omomitsu Trust Holdings with the goal of establishing the Japan Digital Asset Trust. Now, according to the announcement sent to Cointelegraph on Tuesday, this will be created to offer custodial services along with auditing and wallet insurance. The company is designed to facilitate the entrance of institutional players into the Japanese digital asset market. And once established, the firm will specialize in custody services for digital asset holdings, including cryptocurrency, security tokens on public blockchains, stablecoins, as well as NFTs. Now, BitBank is one of the largest crypto exchanges currently in Asia, with a monthly trading volume of over $5 billion. And on the other hand, Summit Omomitsu Trust Holdings is a publicly traded holding and specialized trust bank group. And according to the announcement, the firms will use their expertise to contribute to the development of this. And at the moment, the crypto exchange and financial holdings firm signed a memorandum of understanding where both parties agreed to explore the possibilities of Summit Omomitsu Trust holding and investing in Japan's digital asset trust. Now, last week, one of Japan's largest investment banks called Nomura received plans to create a crypto subsidy account outside of the country. This follows a recent move from the firm to offer Bitcoin derivatives to its clients in Asia. The new subsidiary will be focusing on helping institutions invest their funds into cryptos and NFTs. And earlier in May, e-commerce platform SBI Motor Japan announced that it is accepting Bitcoin and XRP as methods of payment. And according to SBI Holdings, the e-commerce platform exports 5,000 used cars to Africa annually. This means that the African market can purchase cars using crypto from the company. So there you have it, mass Bitcoin adoption. Let's freaking go. And before Before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin is about to do the unexpected as one historically accurate indicator pops, according to crypto analyst Nicholas Merton. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting under $1.3 trillion with $80 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is at 44.4%, with the Ether dominance at 19% even. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, you can see Tron up 5%, trading at 8.1 cents, followed by Tezos up 4%, trading at $2.10, followed by Stacks up 2.3%, trading just under 58 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of red once again, with KCS up 13%, TRX up 12.5%, and FTM up 11.2%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated a 12 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday a 10, last week an 8, which is as low as we've seen it in a very long time, and last month a 24 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. As bearish sentiment mounts, closely followed crypto analyst Nicholas Merton says the king crypto is about to surprise everyone in a new strategy session. Merton tells his 500,000 YouTube subs that while the price action continues to look grim for BTC, one indicator is suggesting that the downtrend is behind us. That's right, as he shares here, I want to go out on a limb and make a bold claim about the crypto markets, especially as sentiment is incredibly fearful right now. That is right here, right now, no matter if you believe that we have further to go down in price in the preceding months, that we are in a bear market, or that you feel that the recent correction was the bottom. Right here, right now, it is much more likely than not that we are going to see a significant rally in price, recovering a lot of those losses, then continue to the downside. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Merton says that the big spikes in volume on Bitcoin's chart have historically served as reliable indicators to confirm trend reversals. And he points out that the volume spikes coincided with the bottom of the price corrections in both of March of 2020 and May of 2021, which you can see here in this chart, with a large volume spike now printed following the collapse of the Terra ecosystem and the subsequent volatility in the market. Merton says that Bitcoin is gearing up for an unexpected rally. As he shares here, the weekly time frame gives us a very good overview of when throughout history that there were capitulation events, that there were major liquidation events in the market that effectively led to spikes in volume and therefore a significant decline in price. This market is driven by credit, is driven by leverage. A lot of the major moves upward and downward are caused by long-term players in the market who are taking on a little too much risk than they should. That has led to the exasperated rallies in price, recoveries in the market, and now the all-time highs that we have set. But it has also played a role in the sharp 50% correction that we've seen throughout this cycle many times before. So there you have it. And to watch the entire video with Nicholas Merton entitled Bitcoin is about to surprise everyone, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next story of the day, after predicting a $400,000 Bitcoin price, Guggenheim now sees a crash to $8,000, as well as massive Bitcoin rally is much closer than traders expect, says top crypto analyst, and explains why. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. With the price of Bitcoin currently below $30,000, Scott Miner, the chief investment officer of global investment giant Guggenheim Partners, believes the king crypto value could further dip to $8,000. Miner made a bearish prediction on Monday, May 23rd, during a new interview on CNBC's Squawk Box at the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland. And according to the Guggenheim executive, Bitcoin's constant slip below the $30,000 level could cause the king crypto to fall to $8,000, which signals a fall of more than 70%. Quoting the CEO here, when you break below $30,000 consistently, $8,000 is the ultimate bottom. So I think we have a lot more room to the downside, especially with the Fed being restrictive. Also like to point out that major institutions like Guggenheim would love to purchase Bitcoin at a low of $8,000. That don't necessarily mean that we're going to see that price action. So keep that in mind. Now, Bitcoin has continued to close the weekly candle in the red for 8 consecutive weeks, breaking all records. The crypto's price decline has led to the Bitcoin Greed and Fear Index to remain at extreme fear, which I pointed out earlier. Now, meanwhile, this is not the first time that the Guggenheim CIO has predicted Bitcoin's price dip. Back in July 2021, Miner said that Bitcoin can plunge to $15,000. And in April of the same year, the executive predicted Bitcoin's price could correct to $20,000. And at that time, the asset was at $65,000 before retracing to $55,000. However, Miner earlier made bullish price predictions as well, stating that Bitcoin can reach between $400,000 and $600,000 per coin. So it's worth noting that he has seen little to no success with his previous forecast. Now, MicroStrategy CEO and founder Michael Saylor, on the other hand, continues to make bold predictions for the king crypto, despite the crypto price descent. And according to Saylor, who has remained unfazed in the ongoing crypto market bloodbath, he expects Bitcoin to go into the millions. That's right. Send it. And despite the Guggenheim CIO's recent bearish Bitcoin price prediction, the executive said that only Bitcoin and Ethereum, two of the largest cryptos by market cap, will survive long term. Interesting, eh? And he noted that most crypto assets are junk rather than currencies. Facts. Now, even with Bitcoin and Ethereum dominating the market, the CIO believes that crypto is yet to have a dominant player. Miner went on to add that there is no right prototype yet for crypto. And according to the executive, the ideal cryptocurrency will need to be a medium of exchange, a store of value, and a unit of account. However, Miner believes that most of the existing crypto tokens fail to pass any of that criteria. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A closely followed crypto strategist believes that Bitcoin is gearing up to print a new all-time high despite the overall bearish sentiment in the markets. That's right, synonymous analyst Credible Crypto tells his 333,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin has been in a macro bull market over the last decade or so, with the 2014 and 2018 bear markets serving as corrective periods. As he shares here, after the tops in 2013 and 2017, we had major bear markets in which it took 3 years to get back to highs. Current corrections are of a smaller degree, and this will be proven if and when we break new all-time highs in some months, as he shares here in this chart. Now, he also says he is a practitioner of Elliott Wave Theory, a technical analysis approach that attempts to predict the future price action by following crowd psychology, which tends to manifest in waves. And according to the theory, a bullish market cycle goes through 5 impulse waves, with the asset correcting during waves 2 and 4, while rallying in course of waves 1, 3, and 5. Now, this theory also states that each major wave consists of 5 smaller subwaves. And looking at Credible's chart, the analyst is suggesting that Bitcoin is in the midst of a 5th major wave, which started in early 2019. And coincidentally, Bitcoin is now also in the 5th subwave that could push the Bitcoin price to new all-time highs of above $100,000. Let's freaking go. And according to the crypto analyst, his bullish stance is controversial since Bitcoin is years away from the next halving. As he shares here, a controversial take, I know, but Bitcoin halving's more priced in than people think, in my opinion. Most not expecting new all-time high until after the next halving in 2024. I'm expecting one before. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst that we're likely to see a new Bitcoin all-time high before or after the next halving in 2024. Now, for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show: Bitcoin dies to fill the CME gap amid claim new all-time highs will take 2 years. Also in today's show, I shared that Japan's Bitbank to set up a custody firm to facilitate institutional entry to local markets, as well as Bitcoin is about to do the unexpected as one historically accurate indicator pops, according to crypto analyst Nicholas Merton. Also in today's show, I share that after predicting a $400,000 Bitcoin price, Guggenheim now sees a crash to $8,000 as a floor. And I also shared with you this massive Bitcoin rally could be much closer than traders expect, says top crypto analyst, and explains why. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, for the top 3 comments from yesterday's episode, Perro Sparrow wrote, "That's great analysis, bro. Thanks for the video. Cheers, fam. I appreciate you tuning in and super glad you enjoyed the show." Hodl. And our next featured comment comes from Mr. T. "Why are people comparing this bear market to other bear markets when we didn't have a blow off parabolic top like previous markets is beyond me." Great point, Mr. T. We most definitely in unseen territory right now. And our third and final featured comment is myself asking everyone, "Is Bitcoin more likely to hit 20,000 or 40,000 next?" Holla. And Michael Warren responded, 20,000, while Mr. T responded, 40,000. Everyone waiting on 20,000 will be left behind. 20,000 is the new $100,000. So there you have it. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.